SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve. And there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Dazun Shing. Dazun talks about the similarities between Pittsburgh and his home city in China. He also describes his first visit to the U.S. and how it was different than portrayed in the movies. Here's Dazun's story.
My name is Dazun Shing. I'm from China, northeast province of China. The province name is Liaoning. I was born 1984, 4th of July. My hometown is Iron Steel City, just like Pittsburgh. And the weirdest thing is, it's area called, it's 412, just like here. And it's still the biggest iron and steel city in China. My hometown, just a city, 1 million people. If you don't have any money, you live in the countryside, the suburbs, the rural area. Because so many people try to live in the city, so what do? Like New York City, apartments everywhere. You don't really have the chance to have a big mansion because so many people there. You just pay higher, like a lot of money to buy a tiny apartment for a good spot. Since I was a kid, I always have this dream, and my father kind of built this dream for me. He told me, you know, one day you should go to the United States to further your study, to get better education. Become a doctor. That's how Chinese parents want their kids to be. I've been here 7 years, so pretty much I grew with my family in my first 19 years of my life until I go to college. My parents are really, really strict. In China, it doesn't really work the way as here. Our parents are really, really strict. You gotta study from like 7 to 9 every day. I'm the only child. I don't have real blood sister and brothers. So throughout my childhood, I just grew up with my friends. We were kind of like brothers and sisters. You guys heard of a one-child policy? Basically means your parents are not allowed to have two kids. The resources is just that much. You can't just use it up so quick. So it turns out we had to rely on our best friends. We don't have brothers and sisters, so we're really close because we're the first generation one-child policy. Actually, I'm very, very surprised. My first stop in the United States is Los Angeles. Before I came here, I watched tons of movies, like Hollywood, fancy and this and that. So when I got off plane, I was surprised. Is this America? It doesn't look so nice. I thought it was all skyscrapers everywhere, you know, people like dressed up and, you know, fancy cars, everything just supposed to be nice. It's not. You just need to spend time to get the real, like, sense of feeling of America. All those propaganda, Hollywood, that's not true. So I took a flight from China to here for the first time in my life. I transferred at San Francisco. That time, I cannot speak and listen to English. So my flight got canceled. I didn't know, because they're obviously giving the announcement. So I went to information desk. I don't even know how to ask. I just showed them my tickets. They're really nice. We barely talk. But it worked out. Gave me a really, really warm impression of the United States. People are really helping. Really nice. The best thing I like, steak. That's the best thing you guys invented, like the way you cook it, the cuts. I actually learned a lot of, you know, cuts from the cow because I'm like a little bit scientific. I learned everything. I know the names now. But actually, I think one day you guys should try the authentic Chinese food. It's much, much healthier. It's totally different. It's not General Tso chicken. That's what I call Americanized Chinese food. The thing I like most, I would say the freedom, like a free spirit. You're allowed to do anything you want, speak anything you want within the law. Okay, of course. Lots of countries, especially China, they tell you, oh, you can do whatever you want. You can speak whatever you want. It's not actually not true. The government is like a surprise people, you know, like not persecutions, but surprise people in a lot of ways. You don't have the true like freedom over there. I love this town. I live in this town for 7 years. If I had a chance, I would stay here. I love it.
This episode is based on an interview conducted by Lance, Nick, and Jack from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.